Join us as we place the spotlight on the Government Technical Institute. We invite you to accompany us on a journey as we seek information on the operations and programs at GTI. Opening its doors in May 1951 in temporary accommodation in the Queen's College compound, the institution, 2 months after, moved to Nonpareil Park in Georgetown, commonly called Wilfrid Avenue. The Government Technical Institute at that time was tasked with providing training in craft skills, but over time, technical courses were introduced with diploma-level programs being added as well. 38 courses were being offered on full-time, day release, and evening basis. The premier learning technical institute in the nation over time has had to adjust its courses and programs in keeping with the rapid changes in industry and technical fields to be able to facilitate the programs of a fast-growing Guyana job market and its demands. In this series of conversations, we will speak with some of the lecturers of departments to capture the transformation and development taking place in the Guyana technical landscape from GTI's perspective. We will now hear from the lecturers of the electrical department. Senior Lecturer, Electrical Department, Karamchan Sinan. Electrical Installation Lecturer, Alvin Kisoon. Small Appliance Repairs Lecturer, Wayne Harris.
Our programs are divided into two categories. Those categories are technician programs and competency-based education programs. The technician programs are into two aspects also, which are the certificate programs and the diploma program. The diploma program is actually the highest level of program that we offer at GTI. The diploma program entails both electrical and mechanical aspect. The technician programs, however, their certificate levels are two parts, the electrical engineering part one and the electrical engineering part two, both of which are 2 years in duration. All right. The diploma class, which is the technician diploma in electrical and mechanical engineering, is also 2 years. And since it's a higher level of education, the students are required 4 subjects, which include maths and English, grade 1 to 3, with a technical subject, either technical drawing, or they would normally do some building tech, electrical tech at secondary school level. So those are the requirements for the technician program diploma. The certificate program was designed for persons who are working in the field, who don't have a certificate to their name, and they are trying to acquire that. So our certificate program is really a day release section. We also offer it in evening. Day release meaning that they are coming 1 day per week, and that's from 8 in the morning to 8 in the evening. They would normally cover 4 courses in that section. You need to be working in a technical field to get into the course. You need to be above 18, right, with some technical experience. Again, the criteria to enter that program is same as a diploma. But you have to be in the technical environment, as I said, right? And of age also. For the evening class, you have to be 18 and above. For the competency-based program, those competency-based programs are wide range. We offer level 1 in electrical installation, level 2 in electrical installation. Those programs are run full-time and in the evening also. We offer small appliance repair, right, both level 1 and level 2. We offer refrigeration, which is by far one of our... The intake for refrigeration is probably the largest for the CBE class. They also offer level 1 and 2, both full-time and the evening, right? So we also offer one other technician program, which I forgot to mention, which would have been the telecommunication program, right? And we know in the oil and gas industry, our local content policy states that GTI University again has to come up to the standard and qualify these students to meet the requirement for entering the technical field. So right now, I'm not sure if you're aware, but we are going to be ISO certified. We are pushing towards that. So at the end of the day, these students are going to be qualified to work in this, the aspect of the oil and gas, and even open their own businesses. I forgot to mention the competency-based program. Once you have a sound secondary education, basically, if you know to read, comprehend, and write, it obviously you need to have some maths qualification. you can enter this program. We have a large number of student intake for these programs, competency-based, which means we work as a through an interview process, and you're qualified after the interview, and it's first come, first serve. Applications are going to be open in the 1st of April. So you guys can look out for that.
Okay. I know you have some of the programs where you've got more students rushing. You mentioned the refrigeration program, and you being one of the lecturers, a senior lecturer, you could probably explain to us why it is you're seeing so many people coming wanting to be involved in this particular program and the other popular ones.
All right, the two popular ones for the competency base would have been the refrigeration and the electrical insulation. And as a technical course, which in this booming industry, we could see we have a lot of construction going on. Persons are always coming and asking GTI for students in those two areas. We have a lot of cold storage being built. We have a lot of electrical insulation works being done. Companies keep asking, especially the oil and gas companies. They're coming on a daily basis. Even private contractors are coming, asking and requesting students. Because you know, when the students leave GTI, there is some form of competency that they are at. And they are qualified enough to do the job.
Now, this is great, because it also means that GTI is turning out some of the best students. And I know as a senior lecturer, there may be times when you're proud. You may be going through a couple of companies or having conversations with your peers, and you will hear of a past student or a present student doing really great in the programs, and not only in the programs, but in their field of work in so many areas. I'm sure this for you is a warm feeling, one that, you know, makes you feel good as a senior lecturer here.
Most definitely. Anytime we see our students are doing well, we are always proud of them. There was a few years ago when we started posting students on our Facebook and where they are, from where they began to where they are currently, and the response was exciting, to say the least. To know that these students started from humbling backgrounds and the positions they are, and they're even giving back. Only a few years back, we got donations for a new state-of-the-art building, right? And that was a student who came through GTI, and they came and donated an entire building for us, right? So things like that, it makes us warm and feel proud to know that these students, they're giving back, not only to GTI, but in their communities also. Also, GTI is not only academics. We have co-curricular activities, right? You guys could, if you guys run our Facebook page, GTI, you guys are going to see that basketball, we're competing in, football, right? We are at all levels. And that's the beauty about GTI. When you're finished from GTI, you're a well-rounded person.
Okay. So you've got the added curricular, you've got the activity, and then there is family building, more or less relationships, great and healthy relationships here at the Institute. So it's not all about work. But let's talk about some of your shining stars and what you've said there. So many have done great for GTI, making you proud and moving on. Throughout the years, you've seen so many persons come through these doors. Let's talk about the male-female ratio, which I'm sure in the non-traditional areas where usually you wouldn't have found women participating, females, I'm sure you're seeing, like I found out from the principal, an increase of female students.
All right, so I started working at the Government Technical Institute 10 years ago. And when I started here in the electrical department, I would have taught probably for each class one female student. To this date, that ratio has increased. In the electrical area alone, we could say we're competing by over 40% to the 60 male, 40 female. And that's something amazing. And these females, they are working with the same efficiency, excitement as the males. Sometimes even, I don't want to go so far as to say that they're doing way better, but I can. They're doing very well in these fields. So And we expect that ratio to increase over the next year. So the male-female ratio is quite increasing for the females present right now at GTI, especially in the technical areas.
Okay. I know there, you did speak about the entry level, what it is you need to come in to get into GTI. But you've had students from secondary schools, I'm sure, would have had times when they would have passed through GTI and showed an interest. Have you had an increase in that over the years, where early school leavers or students just out of school leave the school environment to come right into the institute to continue their careers or what their intended platforms of professional life?
Yes, most definitely. We had students coming from the age of 16 because that's our entry requirement. At least minimum full-time classes at age of 16. Persons who did not complete the qualification at CXC level. Again, once you know to read, write, and comprehend well, you're going to be accepted for the competency-based programs. And we have a large number of those students. Normally what GTI does, we normally go to the secondary schools on a yearly basis and pitch the idea of GTI to them, and they're excited about that. So that, and that's why our applications are open so early in April, because come February, month 10, we're going to be going to those secondary school, we're going to do our presentation, and we have lots of questions from them. And those are the students who are normally going to be coming here, right? So persons or early persons who leave secondary school are in GTI, they do well, right? And I'm proud to say that those persons are the ones who do sometimes more than those who come with the qualification, because they know they are fighting for what they want. And that's something very exciting happening at GTI.
And this is healthy, because you're seeing here, based on what you're seeing, especially for those that are getting the chance to come in, they're making full use of it. They're not going to renege. They're not going to play. They're just working very hard. But GTI over the years has always had a culture where you encourage and you engage children. And I find even at the level of the principal, and I'm sure this is something that's passing down, where a relationship is developed with the students. And so there's an understanding, even if there's a challenge in the subject area, that it's basically the lecturers holding your hand and taking you through. The intent is to make sure that you graduate with honors.
Yes, most definitely. And talking about our principal, she's a very down-to-the-earth woman, noting that we have over 1,300 students in GTA. And if you do a walk with her, she knows most person by name, which is quite impressive, right? So that's a relationship that we build, not only with the teacher and students' relationship in terms of their interaction, but the students are also taught that, you know what, work as a family, work as a group, and you guys gonna, if you work as a team, you guys could achieve so much more. And you guys could see that in GTI, the teamwork, the collaboration that is happening. That's how come we have those high percentage of pass rate in GTI.
Yeah. What about persons who may be listening to this conversation and they're contemplating whether or not they want to come into GTI? Probably they may not have the skill set. Probably they may have part of it, and contemplating whether or not they will be taken and an opportunity to even, you know, push their career forward. What will you say to them?
All right, so it's quite simple. Come into the office, right? Whichever field you wish to engage in, ask for that senior lecturer. If you come into the electrical field, you could come to me. I would enlighten you and guide you to the path. GTI, you could find all of the information in terms of entry courses on www.gtigeorgetown.com. They have every course there. There's contact. You could make contact through email or the phone number. Come in and let's have a conversation. Let's see where you best fit in. And we are willing to do that. Work with anyone at any time.
I know there's also the challenge that you've got. It's a good challenge, but I'm sure sometimes it might be a little tough for you, where persons from Essequibo would leave the Essequibo Institute, Burbies leave the Burbies Institute, Linden, wherever there is, probably might have an institute to come down to Georgetown to be a part of your programs here. And I know something that you guys have been asking people to make use of the facilities in their homes, in their town, in their area, just for them to be comfortable.
Yes, but I think the persons who are leaving the counties of Essequibo, Linden, coming down to GTI is because we offer each program in terms of our diploma classes. The electrical and mechanical diploma, we are the only ones that are offering it throughout Indiana. No other technical institute is offering that. Tech 2, as in the technician certificate in electrical engineering part 2, we're the only ones who are offering that course. So persons are finding it easier to come to GTI and do those courses. There are challenges, but I could say we have a lot of persons who are coming from Linden, and they travel on a daily basis. And you would not imagine, classes start at 8:15 in the morning, and those students are here way before 8:15. Right? Those are the ones who are showing commitment. I'm not sure, actually, everyone is showing commitment, but those persons who are coming the distance, they know they are putting in the extra. And that's the beauty about GTI. We have persons coming from Till Over Leg 1, traveling every day to make it to classes, right? So, again, we offer those niche programs, so that's why we'd see those influx at GTI. Also, not to toot our horns at GTI, but GTI probably is the one that had the institute that has the most qualified staff, right, in terms of us having the degrees and the postgrad in higher education. So persons are seeing us having the qualified lecturing staff, and they know that the potential that we have, the facilities that we have. We can have better facilities, yes, but the ones that we have currently, and they know that the quality that they're going to be getting at GTI is going to be the best that is offered currently.
Okay. Closing words, the senior lecturer. Electrical, any closing words, anything else you want to share with us before you leave?
All right, so I'm just going to encourage all the listeners out there. Just check us out on www.gtigeorgetown.com. Again, you need to come into GTI. Let's offer you some advice, direct you to the path that best suits you. The earlier, the better, because as I said, when applicants are coming in at GTI, we normally have over 5,000 applicants, and you could only take in about 1,300 to 1,500. So the shortlisting process is challenging for us. It's more or less it's a first come, first serve, but then at the end of the day, we try to pick the best of the best. So you guys come in. We're always here. We're willing to help and assist and guide you guys through the process.
The electrical installation is designed in a manner for all manner or all group of persons wanting to come in. You see, with the competency-based education, the requirements, as Sir would have mentioned previously, is basic numeracy and literacy skills. And so, with that being said, we encourage all students, doesn't matter your age, as long as you're within that cutoff age at 16 coming in. The upper level of that age does not exist for us, because our students would come in at the age of 30, 40, and it goes on 50-something. The requirement for that age, as again, is basic, as long as you can read and show the tendency in terms of a basic mathematics skills, then we go through that interview process, and from that, we then shortlist. Now, electrical installation is one of those classes that is sorted off largely by all group of people, male, female, and you could only imagine the trouble that we might have in shortlisting the amount of applicants that we have. Eh?
That is one that has a blueprint that you have to follow tooth and nail, the principles of electrical installation.
Yeah, well, let's start first with why they want to come in. Previous to oil and gas, one used to say the electricians would pull in a lot of money, and that would be the major focus point for students coming in. You know, they want to go into a field that has a large yield. And also for a minority of them, with persons who wanted to move forward or elevate themselves, getting a foundation and then moving up into their educational status. So that is one of the things that we looked at, or we would normally see, right? Now, our students, I should say, when we do our outreach, we encourage our students to first try as best as possible to complete wherever they're at. Even though we have a basic numeracy and literacy requirement, we encourage them to finish where you're at, even though your grades may not be the best. So that in our interview process, we know that you're able to and you're willing to complete a task or complete something, right? That helps you. For most of our students, we go through entrepreneurial studies, so they have that to fall back on. And for competency base in general, we not only look at the skills, we look at the attitude, right? So that is a major part of the teachings that are done at GTI. So the skills is one part, the attitude towards not only your schoolwork, your colleagues, but in terms of the seriousness that you take, because at GTI we're training you for the world of work. When you leave here, you should be able to function competently also in the field, in your work, right? That means getting to school on time, getting to work on time. The productivity that you put forward, work in a certain manner, whether it be finishing tasks on time and so forth.
I know generally the intent is to have, at the end of the program, a well-rounded student in the particular discipline that you're dealing with. And this being electrical installation, I can well understand the fact that you want to make sure when a student comes out of GTI, he or she is competent to the point where even the name of GTI is mentioned as regarding putting a good student out there. So share with us some of the other secrets of electrical installation that a regular Joe in the street would not understand and know about.
All right, so as you rightfully said, it's where we deal mostly with the domestic part of electrical. We also incorporate commercial, which is like businesses and so forth, and we go into some heavy duty. But the thing is, with electrical installation, we're doing the basic, the foundation. We have the level one and the level two certification. Now, one needs to understand, and this is where I think we can do a little bit better with industry in terms of the information that we put out. Because when you're competent at a level one, it means then that you're able to work, but you're working with supervision. So the status or the level in which you go into the field of work needs to be addressed, and your employers need to understand that also, right? So it's not just because you're coming from GTI, it means you'll be able to function at the highest level in your field, but you'll be able to function competently at the level at which you're at. And so you go to level one, level two, and so there's another level there in which you can function and function the best of your ability or the best that we put out, right? And we use this as a stepping stone, electrical installation program, as a stepping stone towards the technician programs, the diploma programs, and by extension, the University of Guyana. And we see lots of our students doing that same thing. They go through our process and end up at the University of Guyana and into the field of work in numerous different companies and entities around.
The building boom is one that's pretty huge in Guyana, and as a result of that, you've got many youngsters or adults or generally people coming forward to be a part of these programs. It might not generally be just for the want of making a dollar, but some people want to go beyond that. And you mentioned tertiary education, which is great. But the question here is, are you seeing, and this is where I want to understand whether we're seeing persons coming, heading towards that direction, or is it we're having the majority trying to get the certification, get the qualification to work in the fields as it is because of the volume of work out there?
So we're seeing actually both. Now remember, we have a full-time program and an evening program. And so with mostly with our full-time program is where you find The younger generation that are coming in, some might come in from school who would have not made it so far. Some who would have made it and completed their CXE still comes in to start in the full-time program. But largely in our evening programs or day release programs as such, you'll find more working persons who don't have the opportunity to come full-time, who's still trying to work and provide a living for themselves and their family, and they have the opportunity to come and study in the evening. So we have a balance of both persons who are trying to elevate themselves educationally and persons who are trying to capitalize on the boom of the housing sectors and so forth.
Small appliance repair, it basically entails fixing of domestic appliances or commercial appliances or industrial appliances. So for example, if you want to be a biomedical technician, you know, that's the job at the hospital, private, government or private, you could fix any one of the machines. Let's say your heart, say a heart test machine or x-ray machine or any machine basically used to go and do any scanning and so on, I think. You can learn to fix any one of those machines. But you don't learn the GTI, but you learn the principle, so you can go and apply it there, right? Or let's say you can go at NCN and be, let's say, technician can repair cameras and so on and thing, right? Or recorders and so on and thing, right? Or can you work at courts or singers and you can repair people like, let's say, radio or television or microwave or a washing machine or toaster, you name it. Anything domestic appliances, you learn the principle and how to repair any of those things so you can save some money. Mm-hmm. Anything in terms of repair, that's it basically. It's all about.
Right. How large is the student intake for your program?
All right. On an average, it's about, let's say, 25 to 30 students for the full-time programs. And the evening is about, let's say, about 12 or so, 13 persons mostly for the programs.
And does this mean that you got, 30 is relatively a safe number. Are you seeing students that come into the program, because I'm sure you may be in touch with them, continuing on in this particular field? And is this a niche? If this is a particular niche market as relates to electrical work where you've got a small hand of specialists doing these kind of jobs?
All right. So certain companies require that particular skill. Like I said, like the hospitals or radio station or televisions require those skills. So there's one somebody who's there to repair those equipment so they could come to save money, because if you can go and buy a new camera, they can cause another thing, right? So the companies require that. So if a student comes to GTI and do, let's say, a power price repair program, we have other courses students could follow. For example, they could do something called electrical maintenance, where they can move from basic electrical repairs to some general electrical maintenance as a level 2. And after that, they could go and do electrical engineering, which is the EETD program, or the EEM program, which is the diploma program. So they get a different stages they could follow, from small appliance repair to electrical maintenance, and then to engineering. So they get a wide scope. So if a student leaves GTI and they follow through all the courses, they could go and function in any industry. They could function as a technician, could do basic repairs, or they could do electrical maintenance, or they could do engineer work, you know, basically. So they get a wider scope.
This makes me understand that your department, your unit is quite unique, because a student at the end of completing a program, mm-hmm, is ensured a job generally, because it's a specialty, it's a niche area in electrical work where you've got, it's a specialized area.
Correct.
Are you seeing, as against, because there's a reason why I'm asking about the females, because the females seem to be breaking into all of the areas where you generally had a whole lot of men before. Are you seeing females take up this, or are you seeing the males continuing on leading as it regards to your field of work?
All right. To be honest, there's only a few females mostly be interested in those kind of work, but the industry is mostly male dominant, is basically be interested in this kind of, I mean, it's kind of technical. You have to learn about components, to repair components, you have to change the resistor, or change the capacitor and so on. It's kind of like technical. But again, women's is, but not much, right? So mostly men dominant area. So they could go leave here now, go into the industry and work. You know, they could even work at GPL as well, I know. even as GPL, you can go work as well. Because GPL have a department in Sapphire. It's called, I think it's radio department. We just got fixed the radio system. It's going to get to different substations and so on and thing. And those persons who are working there currently came out of that same program. One other area I forget to mention too, that the program's catered for too, is data. So for example, you got a unit in the program named Terminate Stolen Data Cable. What I think basically is that, okay, the person could be a technician whereby they could actually terminate signal cables or data cables. So for example, the person could learn to make microphone cables and it could sell cables or audio cables or video cables or internet cables or even telephone cables. So in other words, if you have acquired that skill, you could go and work in a telecommunication industry. And if you want, you could even go and further study it, let's say, right at GTI.
You just heard from the lecturers of the electrical department.